Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Traffic really good this afternoon. The Mike 1 southbound is starting to clear up through the double-decker section. And in Pretoria, the only really busy bit of road is coming up into Transoranje and WF Nkomo from Kwaga.
The Lebombo border post in Mpumalanga remains closed and the long gate remains shut, the bigger the impact on South Africa's mineral exports to Mozambique. The Minerals Council says South Africa exports chrome and coal, among other minerals, through Mozambique to the eastern market. The border was closed due to safety concerns following post-election unrest in the country. And in the USA, President Joe Biden broke his silence after Donald Trump made a historic comeback to the White House. After this week's elections, he is addressing the media and supporters as we speak.
I know for some people, it's a time for victory, to state the obvious. For others, it's a time of loss. Campaigns are contests of competing visions. A country chooses one or the other. We accept the choice the country made.
With that, we head into the Business Minute. And Simbongile Nyangistimbi from Cartesian Capital focuses on Britain in this international section.
The Bank of England announced a 25 basis point rate cut today in line with market expectations, bringing the key interest rate down to 4.75%. While acknowledging easing inflation, the bank did caution that future rate cuts will be gradual. It anticipates that inflation could slightly rise to 2.75% by 2025 before gradually returning to the 2% target.
But it's too soon for the Brits to celebrate.
Analysts warn that the Labour Party's substantial fiscal budget could slow down the pace of future cuts, potentially keeping inflation elevated. The budget, which features tax hikes and increased spending, is forecasted to raise inflation by about half a percentage point over the next 2 years and contribute to GDP growth in 2025.
And all eyes are on the US Federal Reserve, as they are also expected to cut interest rates a bit later today. Seems like they're aiming for a quarter point a bit later. The rand gained some strength today against notable currencies. A dollar trading at 17 rand 33, a euro 18 rand 70, and a pound sitting at 22 rand 51. Gold trading at $2,693.74 per fine ounce. Oil, $74.55 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 7.
Sporttyd en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enige iemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Cricket news up first. The Proteas four-match T20 International Series against India, which starts in Durban tomorrow, will be broadcast on the SABC. CSA announced today that the Proteas home T20 and ODI matches in the 24-25 season will be televised on SABC3, while the Proteas home test matches and all women's matches will be on SABC+. Rugby league convert Joseph Akuso-Swali, well, he's going to make his test debut after being named in the Australia team to play against England at Twickenham on Saturday. The 21-year-old, who has not played a game of senior club rugby union, has been selected at outside centre for the opening match of the Wallabies Tour of the UK. And seeking to make it 4 wins from 4 in the Europa League, Tottenham Hotspur travel to Istanbul to take on Galatasaray at Rams Park tonight. While Spurs are currently in second spot in the 36-team table, Galatasaray are only 3 places and 2 points further back in 5th place. Here's coach of Tottenham Hotspur, Ange Postecoglou.
I think they're an attacking threat with the players they have, especially in the front third. So, again, we're going to have to work hard defensively tomorrow at different times. I think you always do when you play away in Europe, but we'll be ready for that. And, yeah, Davison Sanchez, we're good to see him again.
Well, other matches happening today in the Europa League. Ludogorets take on Athletic Bilbao, with Olympiacos facing Roma. In terms of live tennis action at the WTA Finals, it is still the group stage. Coco Gauff up against Barbara Krejcikova. Krejcikova winning the first set by 7-5. It's 3-2 going to serve in the second set.